The Hindu and the Jew. The Hindu and the Jew. There goes the Hindu, he's fat and funny. Here comes the Jew, he's Jewish. And, well, that's all you need to know, really. The Hindu and the Jew.
Over to sitting down.
This is show...
What? 13. 12.
14. 14.
13.
Yesterday was 13. It's already up.
Fine. 14.
So this is show 14.
14.
Exactly.
Have you started?
Yes, it's recording.
Okay, so I'm eating a bagel, which is why I sound kind of masticated right now. So, we have Nev in person today.
This is the
today,
first time we actually have Nev live.
Hi.
He looks surprisingly feminine with if he like lets his hair go loose.
You'll see the pictures on the internets.
Internets?
Internets.
There's more than one?
It's more than one net, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm not carrying the conversation. I've done that enough on Skyping it up.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's up
that's
to someone...
That's the Hindu's job.
It's up to someone
I'm
else carrying the conversation.
My awesomeness.
Well, stop eating them! Give me the bagel!
No! Yeah, I gave you a bit of my bagel.
I like bagels.
You like bagels. Noses.
I like bagels. Noses too, but that's beside the point.
You like bagels and noses. Great for Jews. You've got plenty of bagels and noses.
You don't eat the noses though, do you?
We don't need them. We got them.
Well, my point is that I like the noses sautéed next to some food.
I see.
Some other food. Like, have you ever sautéed a nose and served it with some chicken and a little bit of dressing? That's good. It's called nose chicken. Which is not the same as chicken and nose, which is a completely different Italian delicacy.
That is so nose chicken.
Hey, you know what? I'm not the one who's supposed to carry the conversation.
No, it's the Hindu's job. Let's get going. Okay, let's talk about his sash, because it's so stupid.
He has a sash?
He doesn't wear belts.
I don't like belts. I have something against... Okay.
I like belts.
I've had bad experiences with... No, don't strip for us.
I was...
Well, the Jew wants you to strip. I don't. I'll just turn my back. You do whatever you want.
All right. That was a joke.
Anyway.
I'd never do that to you.
Oh, God. Now I'm just worried. Anyway. I thought you were going to stab me or something, but now I have all sorts of stuff going on in my head, which is wrong.
Don't turn your back to me when I'm pulling off my pants.
Oh.
That's disgusting. Uh-huh.
Well, I don't even know what I was going to say now. I was going to say something, but I don't remember.
Is it actually picking this up, or is it just hearing the wind?
I'm sure it is picking this up.
I'm sure it's picking us up.
Sit down. But if you sit down, it'll pick us up better.
Look at that. It's a syringe.
Sorry about the wind.
Okay.
It's
so we're
really
having,
Wait, let's see what I can do about
something
this
EFL.
Wait, just a sec.
EFL.
No.
EFL?
No.
Family Life Education.
FLE.
That's it. Okay.
God, you're so dyslexic.
God damn.
I'm dyslexic. Coming from the person who spells muscles as muchels.
I'm retarded. There's a big difference.
S-C-L-E-S.
Anyway, so FLE.
And
FLE, Mr. Baldy Mustachio.
Wait, okay. They can't hear you. Hold this. Baldy Mustachio was teaching us FLE.
LOL.
Oh, God. Please.
I just hit him with a stick because he used internet abbreviations in person.
Hey, I'm not the one who screams G2G.
Wait, come over here.
That's true, you do as well.
Nah.
G2G.
Can you hear me?
You know,
can you hear me?
Us.
Is this thing on? Can you hear me?
No, it's
loud noises!
I don't know what we're arguing about.
Oh, that's a funny movie. That's Anchorman, by the way, in case you didn't realize. Not you, listeners.
Somehow
well,
we're
you as well.
Well,
probably.
I'm stupid, so.
Yeah,
what can I do?
Okay, so I was going to...
Don't bang
with
that making noise.
I had a very interesting story about FLE, but I don't remember what
something
it was.
Something tells me we shouldn't be out here.
Oh, who cares?
Just the lack of other people.
The fact that I'm
out
here...
We're not in trouble. Yeah, you
I can do
okay.
Anything I want.
Oh, yeah. So, the other day, the Jew was coming around mine to pick me up so we could do episode 12. And
13.
No, 12. We did 13
the other
last
day.
Night.
I meant yesterday.
You didn't come to pick me up
say
last
the other
night.
Day. I hate that.
Anyway, the other day...
Say 2 days ago.
He came around...
A day within recent
and
history.
He IM'd me at like 6:12, saying, I'm leaving right now. And it usually takes about 7 minutes to get to mine.
Seven minutes and like 20 seconds.
Expecting him to be there by 6:20 or so. So I'm sitting there, and... Oh, wait, sorry. 7:11. Anyway, so I'm sitting there until like 7:30. I have no idea where he is.
And I
called his mobile twice. He doesn't answer. So I have this sort of crazy, strange fear going on that he was, like, kidnapped and gang-raped. And then he shows
up... what you think about all the time, huh?
He shows up at my doorstep, apparently lost because he had tried to take a shortcut.
Okay. I tried going around the back way through Truro, and it didn't work.
The only way you can go through is Wakefield.
I like
Wakefield
shortcuts.
Onto what street might that be?
Have you ever had shortcut with chicken? It's called chicken shortcut. It's a good food. Another Italian delicacy.
Stop talking nonsense.
Yeah.
You and your... It's called nose chicken.
Hey, you know what? You're allowed to talk nonsense. I'm allowed to talk nonsense too. I love this place, Mrs. Horn. We're recording, actually. We're recording a show that's going to be posted on the internet.
He's talking to a teacher right now, I assume.
No, it's not a teacher. It's the mother of one of my friends. How are you doing?
I'm good. Okay, so she's the mother of one of his Nev's friends.
Because despite popular theory, I do have friends. I'm sorry.
Apart from me and...
When does tech start?
When does what?
Everybody tech?
Yeah, mid to late August.
He's going to Virginia Tech for college.
About a week and a half.
Since he's a senior. Pitiful, really.
Okay.
And I was thinking of trying to get all the Denver DC kids together.
And have a reunion of sorts.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'm not on the ball enough to do it.
Early August.
Well, mid-August.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going on our family vacation.
If I am, too bad for my family. Alright. Alright, good talking to you. Okay, that was interesting.
That was interesting.
And
it was actually quite boring for us. Talk behind me.
LOL.
What did you say? What did you say?
I said Prakash is really fat.
What did he say?
He said you were fat.
Shut up.
He didn't want to embarrass you. You're getting dirt on my Palm Pilot.
No, I'm not getting dirt. You're getting dirt. Now tell me what he said.
I said Prakash is fat. We already told you.
Hate both of you so much.
I hate me too.
That's because
I hate it as well.
Gods, I have really dry skin.
Yes, it
then put some lotion on.
I am going to.
Maybe you didn't whack yourself with a stick, you might help.
Whack yourself? Sorry. I'm doing a...
That's quite wrong. In fact, that's very wrong.
I'm just like, it could be worse.
It could, but don't go there.
Well, God. Just don't whip out your guitar.
Oh. Gods.
Okay.
I'm just groaning now. This is just disgusting. This is like a Don and Drew episode.
That's because I'm a fruitcake.
And
I'm a fruitcake!
You're a batty boy! I wish we were as cool as them. They're so awesome.
Who's they?
Don and Drew.
They're not awesome.
Oh, they're so cool.
No, they're not.
They're
Shut
the
up.
Best podcast.
I have no idea
you tend
who you're
to
talking
idolize
about.
Anything and everything
I
you realize.
I idolize them.
Do you idolize me?
No.
No.
Good. If you did, I'd be concerned.
You know who I do idolize?
Your mom.
Oh.
To a certain extent.
Oh.
I know, that's why I said it. It wasn't an insult, so stop ooing, Jew.
But also, Kirk Hammett.
Okay.
What a man. What a guitar player.
What a man. He plays my guitar well.
Oh, shut God. Up. That's so wrong.
Hey, you said
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I don't appreciate the pokage.
Poking?
Wow.
Why is this conversation taking this turn?
You know what I'm going to do? Since we're out, by the way, we're outside, which is why it's winding, in case you didn't figure it out.
Winding? In front of our school.
I'm just going to, what did we say it was? Happy Face School or something like that?
Happy Face Elementary.
No, not elementary. I'm going to whistle with a blade of grass. If I can find a good blade of grass. You know what? Hold on, I'm going to run around a bit.
Should we pause?
No.
Okay, so Nev is... finding grass, apparently.
Being very feminine.
He's trying to get himself some grass.
Hey, you know what? I get grass all the time.
Oh, we were watching this DVD of this Rolling Stones concert, and like there's this
God
dude.
Damn.
It was a charity concert, and there's this dude sitting on the hillside going, hashish, LSD, get your drugs here. It was so funny.
Oh, I like
her. He likes noses.
I think we've established that Hindu.
Well, I'm trying to keep the conversation lighter and not let it turn to a dark side, thus I try to repeat. No, don't, just stop, both of you. Stop, it's irritating.
I succeeded and I'm done.
No, I definitely have not succeeded yet.
Here, let's see if I can do this.
This school sucks for good grass.
The grass needs to be renovated, it's 40 years old. Oh yeah,
I love his laugh.
In case you didn't know, our school is like ridiculously old and run down, and it's getting renovated this summer.
If anyone ever tried to look, it'd be so easy to find out what school we go to. Dude, we're already given the county we live in. And some local streets.
I live in California. And
I live in Milwaukee, which is why it's really cool that we're doing this in person. No, what was it saying? I was talking about your laugh. It's not going to be this summer. It's like...
What's not going to be this
the
summer?
The renovation. Scheduled for like years.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, it's starting next year.
It's starting like in 06 or 08.
And our school is more than 40 years old.
And it's going to take...
43.
It's 60, yeah. It's going to take... No, actually, no.
It was built in 43.
Hold on one moment. There's an easy way to figure this out.
He's going to...
Look at our yearbooks.
Smell exactly. A blade of grass. Touch it to the tip of his tongue. He's gonna cut that tree down.
I hope they cut the tree down. Trees suck.
Hey, don't be dissing the trees.
Oh, Jew's a real tree boy, isn't he?
He's a tree hugger.
That can be taken so many ways.
So can you, Mom.
That's harsh. Oh, that was a good one.
That wasn't even intentional.
Oh. Okay, so now he's chasing them. Oh, that was so perfect. Okay.
That wasn't even intentional. I swear, I just said it.
Hell you.
I just said it without thinking as a stimulus response.
Oh, God.
Sort of like how I said, I said, what are you doing?
I didn't have anything else to throw at him.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is the... This is the 43rd volume of our yearbook.
Told you 43 years.
Hey, 43rd volume. Look when it started. Maybe they used to do them quad annually.
What? Nope, 40 years. I was thinking it was older, too.
Screw you all.
That's right.
No, thank you.
Then it must have been 63 or 65. It was built in 63, 65. Yeah.
But that's beside the point.
Actually, if the first yearbook... Actually, that's nonsense.
Then it's 100 years old.
Hey, I got it right and you got it wrong, so shut up.
You shut up.
Exactly.
Your face.
Yeah, so is my face. Well done. Great comeback. What are you doing?
Looking for grass.
Okay, it looks like it's going to like rain today.
That would be funny if it did while we were out here.
Like right now.
Right now?
Just thunderstorm. Wait, what's the time?
Okay.
We need to get to
So I had some stuff to talk about. No, we've got plenty of time. We've only been recording for 12 minutes.
It's 11:05. What time does lunch end?
12.
It ends at
11:30.
Class starts at 11:20.
Okay, then I have to go be back by 11:20.
So probably we got about 6 more minutes of recording at the Mizax.
Mizax?
Max.
Minimum. Come on. God.
You're just a food face, Kern.
You could just come to Bio and we could record there.
Nice. I had to edit it out. There were 2 times you said that in the other one.
I said what? Kernoof.
Kernoof.
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that.
I switched it. I was like, I took my computer. I did the sound synthesize thing. And I'm like, did you? So it says, did you? We need to record now.
That's incredible.
It's so funny.
I like synthesizing.
What was I saying?
That you're
saying. We can just go into Bio and record. I don't get why you just don't want to record in Bio.
Fine.
Because you'd rather leave.
I'd rather
leave too.
No, I won't leave, but I'd rather.
I'm sick of this school!
You're not in this school anymore!
That's why I'm sick of it. That's why I'd like to leave.
But you have left.
Don't. I'm here now, aren't I?
Well, not
I came back.
Us.
I came back for you.
I was willing to do it yesterday after school.
You would have killed me if I hadn't returned your CDs.
I would have killed you if you hadn't returned my CDs.
Wait, have you returned them now?
I did.
Okay. Yeah, you did.
I returned them right before we came out here. So that's why I came back just for you kids. I would have left right after the last block.
Oh,
but I love
sweet.
You kids too much.
You have
We're
to
not
get
kids.
As soon, you gotta get,
maybe the youngest here.
You gotta keep up.
You know what? I call
summer.
Everyone a kid. That you gotta understand that.
I'm recording when we go.
That's because you usually talk to sophomores and freshmen.
We'll talk about our summer plans because I actually have to leave in like a week or 2 weeks rather.
Why? Well, but are you going to a place where we've got the internet?
Oh yeah, we can't get to Annapolis.
I'm gonna be recording
because I have 2 weeks and then I'm not here until like the start of school.
I've got 2 weeks. I'm the same way.
Oh, okay.
So but you're gonna have to send me your files.
What
send me
files?
Audio files. We're each planning on recording travel journals. I hope to record a travel
journal.
Aww. I'm bringing... no, not like... Not like...
Dear diary! Today, we stopped at a gas station and bought some drinks.
There's it made us very gassy.
There's a Batman there. I thought of Prakash. I mean, the Hindu.
Who's Prakash? I don't know any Prakash.
I don't know anyone named Prakash.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not a Hindu name, is it?
I don't think so.
I didn't think so.
It sounds more Jewish, really.
Yeah. Actually, I was thinking it sounds like an Alaskan name.
Ah, yes.
You know,
Alaska.
Like something you'd hear. If you
what religion do they practice in Alaska?
Eskimo? Is that a religion?
I don't know. It could
Eskimo.
Be.
What is it called? What's the proper
it's
word?
Just Sasquatch.
No. You're getting my pommel dirty.
Don't spit.
I am spitting.
Don't spit.
Can I spit on the grass?
No, that's disgusting.
Why?
Because it is.
So are you.
So is your face.
I almost said so is your mom, but then realized you'd probably kill me again.
I would kill you. I should be killing you right now.
Dude, I swear, it was a stimulus response. It's a Pavlovian response. Do you know what Pavlov is, boy?
We've explained
yes,
this, haven't we?
Dogs.
I'm sure we have.
You're a dog.
Oh, no, we didn't. Well, we explained it to him.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't explain it on the podcast.
He's like, what's
it
to who, me?
What's Pavlov?
I know who Pavlov... What
who was it that I explained? Was it... It couldn't
it was
have
definitely
been.
Not
oh, no,
me.
It was Buzz.
But that was in class.
Yeah.
That was not on the... Yeah. Pavlov,
okay.
In case any of your listeners
Pavlov
are ignorant...
Pavlov was this dude. Okay.
The dogs.
Who? Oh, there's the bell.
There's
wait.
The bell.
You got 5 minutes. Okay. No, actually 8 minutes.
And okay. Since we can't be late, we've got an hour and a half.
Okay. So, Pavlov was this dude... And he managed to get, he had dogs.
You're irritating people.
Whenever he rang a bell,
he
gave
them, too.
Whenever he rang a bell, he gave them food. So after a while, when he rang a bell, their mouths would automatically start,
salivating.
This is the second part of that story, too.
As opposed to, even though there wasn't any food, and that's called a Pavlovian response.
Do you want to know what the second part of that story is, too,
what?
By the way? After he got the dogs used to drooling when he heard the bell, he would ring the bell and they'd come and then he'd beat them instead of feeding them. I'm not joking. He'd beat them. And pretty soon he'd train the dogs the other way so that they would run, but they'd still salivate whenever they heard the bell and they'd run.
Wait, they
and
would? Are you serious?
I'm serious.
That's
they
awesome.
Would run when he rang the bell and then they'd salivate.
While salivating.
And then the other part, and then he decided to change the rules on the dog again. And... He rang the bell, and if the dog had been willing to come, he would have fed it. But the dog was, like, really scared. So the dog, like, nearly starved to death.
Okay.
it's not that funny.
Terry Pratchett has an interesting spin on the
Pavlov
bit. What he says is, there's
wait,
a dude
this?
Called
I'm not wearing any pants.
Denifew Boot. And Denifew, because his
wait,
parents were uncomplicated country people, and they wanted a daughter,
don't
and they were going to call
out.
Her Denise. See, niece, nephew. So Denifew Boot managed to, on the ring of a bell, get a dog to eat a strawberry meringue.
So?
That's his version
okay.
of the Pavlov.
Which
response.
Book is that? I
there's
don't know.
A four-leaf clover!
Where?
Just kidding.
Think Jingo.
I found one a couple weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I found one out here.
Okay, year. We need to get inside.
No, we don't.
Let's pause this.
No.
I think we're ending the recording.